This is Sexy Funny Raw, where we talk all about the world of sex, from dating and relationships to the adult industry itself, answering all the questions you weren't even brave enough to ask Google. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Sexy Funny Raw. I am your host, Sylvia Sage, and joined with me in studio yet again for the second week is my very good friend and fellow adult film star. I guess I can say star. I usually say actor, but you're a star.
Yeah.
Tommy Pistol,
yes.
Folks.
Yes, don't downplay it.
Yeah, you're a star.
Fucking star.
You know, it's weird because in the beginning of porn, like people are like, oh, you're a porn star. And I'm like, I don't know. When does that label come on?
Yeah, yeah.
But now I'm a decade in. I'm a fucking porn star.
I'm a fucking porn meteor. I'm just fucking flying through. I burnt out. I'm the last of the rock. Whatever I'm going to hit eventually.
You know, I was at dinner with some people the other night and they were asking what I did. And I said, I'm an adult film star. And they go, oh, OnlyFans. And I like got slightly offended because like obviously I run an OnlyFans. But I was like, no, I did real porn for 10 fucking years. Like,
see, this is the thing that I feel with a lot of the younger people doing OnlyFans, they think they're not doing porn.
Right.
They're being told,
yes,
I'm doing all this stuff on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
It's not porn.
Yeah, yeah.
If I could download it, take a screenshot and post it somewhere else, and you're nude and you're penetrating yourself, it's fucking porn. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So understand what comes with that.
Yeah.
Because if they're not going to tell you, it's fucking porn.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. So just, I am aware, you're aware of what we stepped in and agreed to do.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people are, because it's more on Instagram and TikTok and go to my OnlyFans and blah, you're doing porn.
Mm-hmm.
Just know that.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say, but it's
sink
like.
Sink it in.
Yeah. And. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot. Things have even changed where I'm like, that is so risky. I would never fucking do that.
Right.
All the public stuff is like,
it's scary.
Yeah. I was like, you're really.
Yeah.
You're really.
I don't want to go to jail for porn.
No. For a few fucking likes. No.
Yeah.
I'll keep it. I'll do paperwork. And
I'll do my stuff at home in my own living room. Yeah. Exactly. All right. So. We have just covered, obviously, I've been in porn. This is year number 10 for me. We did discuss it on the last episode, but we should bring it up for you now. This is year 19 for Tommy.
Yeah.
Almost to 20, almost rolling out two decades.
What's
which
the,
is so
the phrase,
impressive.
little long in the tooth? Is that the same?
I think
it's like
it is.
When it's like you've been in something for so long,
But do our teeth get longer? That's
I don't
weird.
Know. I got veneers. Yeah. They constantly break.
Do they?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, they get.
I feel like you pay that kind of money. You want like your teeth to be solid.
Right?
Yeah. It's insanity.
$1,500 every time a chip happens.
Damn.
Yeah. So protect your teeth. Floss.
Yeah. Now I feel weird about this subject because we are talking about oral techniques. Are you going to lose a tooth?
I hope not on. Camera.
In someone, you like come up from like eating and you're like toothless.
This fucking rotted black thing.
Oh yeah, because like, it's just a little like sliver of tooth.
I
left.
Made the mistake the last time I got them fixed. I went to the bathroom and I was like,
oh, don't see
and
it.
I looked in the mirror and I was like, oh god, what? And I walked back in and they're like, did you? The lady's like, are you all right?
You're like, I saw myself.
I saw a ghost.
By the way, long in the tooth, it does mean getting on in years.
Yeah.
But this expression alludes to a horse's gums receding with age and making the teeth appear longer.
Interesting.
All right.
Because I did wonder, I'm like, but our teeth don't get longer, do they?
No,
horses'
no.
gums recede. Now we know.
Yeah.
Look, we learned a thing.
Hey, all right.
We learned something today. Okay, let's get into this. First question.
Yes.
I know the answer to this. Do you have a special technique, like a specialty when it comes to giving oral?
Yes.
Okay.
And this is only years of trial by error, obviously.
Yeah.
And I always ask first, just it's a little.
Yeah.
I was like, this kind of works and. You know, but if I surprise somebody and if they're sensitive, it might be a quick, like, you know, fucking knee close and my ears get popped. I'm like, I'm sorry, I should have asked you. So it's kind of, it's like pinching the clit.
Yeah.
So oof. You pull it up.
I love a pinch clit.
And then with the finger, you push on the bottom.
Okay. Yeah.
And then you get a little, if you're wet enough, get this little suction going, and you can start feeling the girl, you know, getting wet. And then obviously the G-spot on top and everything. But yeah, that's a lot of girls.
Just hearing that, I know I would like it.
Yeah. It's a stimulant. And if you don't have a vibrator and stuff like that, like, you know, there's things you could do. Mm-hmm. It's not just like trying to rip it off.
Mm-hmm. It's please don't rip it.
Don't do that. Yeah. It's because there's so many different vaginas, clits, everything is so different.
And they're
so
all shaped different. Everything is different. Yeah.
So over the years of doing this and like the experience and again, just learning from what you do and what works and paying attention to who you're working with or your partner or loved one and everything, it's like, okay, this is something that done right is great. Mm-hmm. And you could pinch it, you could push on it, push it to the side, things like that. You know, it's just, it's not a purple nurple, but some girls also like it when you do that. Yeah. Everybody's a little different, so.
Yeah, I've said for years, I don't even enjoy getting my pussy eaten only because like 98% of the people I've been with have done it so horribly that I'm just like, you know what? Let's avoid it. Let's not even try because you're probably going to disappoint me and then I'm going to think less of you sexually. So just skip it.
I can only imagine laying there and he's like making all the grunts and noise and it's just like, you're not doing anything.
Meanwhile, I'm making a grocery list, you know?
You're missing every mark. The fucking, the target's in front of you and you're fucking swinging past it and throwing everything. It's like, pay attention, dude.
Yeah, it's right in front of you.
It's right there. It's fucking open your eyes. Yeah. Like, just, and it's not about how fast and, you know, the tongue thing, like that all works, but it's just, you build up to things. Yeah. You find out if you start slow and you find out what works and then you stay there. Mm-hmm. You don't get a reaction. And it's like, whoa, she likes that. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to change it up. Mm-hmm. It's like, you just started something she likes. Mm-hmm. Stay there. Listen to the partner you're with. Listen to their body. Look at their reactions.
Yeah. Communication is huge. Like checking in with them and seeing like what they're enjoying and what they're not. This is one that I love. Not exactly what you're talking about, but called the lip lock. So it's like squeezing the labia while running your tongue in between. Like you basically kind of like, as long as they're squeezing on both sides of my labia, like that to me is like so huge. And then just getting in there with that.
So tongue. It's just pinching it like pinch. A little mm-hmm. sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And like a little roll.
Yes.
A little rolling paper.
Yes.
I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
That's a great. Yeah. And then that's just, you're hitting all those senses. And I feel like a lot of girls I remember, they would talk about, it's just like, dudes with one, cut your fucking nails.
Oh, God.
Clean your hands.
And wash your hands.
Wash your fucking hands. Oh, my God.
If you try to put a dirty fucking finger inside of me, like, I can't.
It's like, I just changed the tire. Yeah. You want to get a finger? No, I don't. Fuck off.
Do you know how sensitive my vagina is? And how, like, even, like, a flake of dust can throw off everything for me? Like,
cut
crazy.
Your fucking nails.
Yes.
Wash your fingers.
Yes.
And pay attention.
Yeah.
Like, really.
Honestly.
The squeezing thing, I love that. I love doing that. Also, when, like, if you squeeze and, depending on the vagina, pinching the clit, squeezing that, licking that. Uh-huh. But there's so much you could do.
Yeah. How do you feel? Because this lip lock, they also say, like, the same thing as, like, sucking a dick from the side. Do you like having your dick sucked from the side? How do you feel about it?
What do you mean? Like,
when she's coming in, like, this and, like,
Yeah, I'm over the years, I feel like my penis is like in a fucking, it's like, in a, you know, like a vintage shop, like, oh man, that thing's been through it. It's pretty good. I don't know, maybe I'll buy it. It's been through the ringer, literally. And I always ask for a little more. So when I ask girls, like, you could be a little rougher, that's just my sensation. That's right. What I like visually. That's what I like feeling.
Yeah.
So I'll ask girls to bite it.
Oh.
I, like, bite on it. Like jerk me off with as you bite my dick like a corn on the cob.
Oh.
Just don't.
I'm like, I would be so scared to do that.
No, and a lot of girls are.
Alex Jones says the same thing. He likes you to bite his cock also.
Yeah.
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 So scary for
me. No, it's, I mean, obviously the one time I was like, oh, you could bite my dick. She's like, won't it bleed?
She like bit into
it. Yeah, I was like, I am so glad we're having this conversation. And then from there on, I was like, bite it softly.
Yeah.
I will tell you to go more intense and everything. So like that on the side. Yeah.
Okay.
I also like my balls being grabbed a certain way and pulled.
Yes.
And it's just, it's all connecting.
Yeah. Ladies, I will always say you should definitely be asking a man how he feels about his balls. Cause some men don't want you to touch him at all, but some men, like I have found like a little soft, like maybe nails on their balls. And then other times they're like,
nails.
Yank them off. You know?
Yeah. Like, ring that fucking bell.
Yeah.
Dinner is served.
Yeah.
Get people in the fucking house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you got to ask. You got to find out where everybody's comfy.
Just don't go tugging on. Don't go chugging that rope.
He's about to come and you just on his balls. And he's like,
it's like you just freeze like a fucking possum and like, what just happened? I also like pushing so under the balls, the fucking taint.
Oh, I was gonna talk about the taint. You can skip to it right now, but yeah, that taint pressure is huge.
It's fucking, it's all the same. It's all the same waterworks. Well, it's all the same pipes.
So it's that area between like just north of your butthole, that the little tank area, it's full of nerve endings.
It's not a desert.
Yeah.
It's a fucking horizon.
Yeah.
It's a fucking island that is beautiful.
And you know what I just learned, and I did not know this, but because obviously most people know, I feel like, that the male G-spot is in your rectum, but if you hit that taint spot, that actually hits their G-spot inside. So that taint is so huge for them, because if they don't want a finger in their butt or a dildo or whatever, if they're not comfortable with that, you can still get to a male's G-spot on the outside, which is huge knowledge.
And they're like, no, don't put a finger in my ass. That's gay. Be like, all right, how about this?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh my God.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God, is this what I'm missing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And put your tongue back there, ladies. You don't have to get next to it's really close to the asshole. I mean, hopefully he is showered and is like grooming himself properly, but I'll press my tongue up on that bad boy too while I'm like jerking his dick and like get underneath the balls, you know?
Yeah.
Good technique, ladies.
Yeah.
Two tongues are better than one. I mean, I feel like this is more of a blowjob scenario because it's really hard to have two people eating pussy at once, but a double blowjob.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
is that
even a question?
You're like, what? Do you need to discuss it? Or like,
that's a way.
But I feel like not a lot of the population has had a double blowjob. So you are amongst the, you know, I would say maybe 10% of men who have had a double blowjob multiple times in their life.
The history of the world. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Come on. So everybody should try a double blowjob at least once.
Yeah. How do you get into that scenario in a real life setting?
I don't know. I mean, obviously everybody's got to be really open and on the same page, and it's happened. And I have had things happen like that before I got in the industry.
Oh, you did?
Which I was very proud of.
You should be.
Yes. Yeah. And I was like, that was cool.
Yeah.
I feel like I can almost remember the time.
You can?
The first time I masturbated and came. And I was like, I know what I want to do the rest of my life.
Come. I want to come.
But I was like, man, should I have aimed higher? I don't know. Maybe I should have hit the books a little more. But it definitely, I was like, this was great. But two blowjobs. And I love long tongues.
Mm-hmm,
like
mm-hmm.
That's a gimme. Like tongues that can go in the foreskin and make it look
weird. Oh, yeah.
Spread the pee hole. And
ooh.
Then,
oh, so you like it in your foreskin?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And I've never done that to somebody. So now I know.
What?
I haven't.
Let's do
it. Hold
hold up. Whoa.
Funny you said it. I happen to have.
No.
So you want somebody even when, because I feel like when it's hard, the foreskin's almost pulled back. So you're
Yeah. The harder I am, the skin does get pulled back. So
would you have to like take your dick and like scoop it back?
It's kind of like, because your hands get all spitty and slimy and lubey. So sometimes like I started like when they're, on the right occasion in a scene, I'll be like, oh, teacup. You know, put spit in it, slurp it out, stuff like that. You know, and it's more of a visual, like, whoa, that's intense. I can't believe you did that.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm just opening my pee hole. I was like, it's not a big deal to me, but it's like, not everyone does it. Yeah. Not everyone has foreskin.
Yeah.
Which I am for not, you know, stop circumcised.
I love foreskin also. So. Yeah. Big one. It's big for me. It's best for anal too. It's the easiest slide into your ass.
Handshake.
It really is. It's so nice. It just smooths right in. As to where like somebody who is snipped, like it's that pop into your butt and you're like, boom, okay. And then they have to pop back out and you're like, Jesus Christ.
Foreskin is like putting on a really nice jacket.
It is.
What? I could wear this. I could take this off. See?
Yeah. I agree with you.
Thank you.
Okay. I also just love my own notes. I don't know what I was thinking, but I put suck, suck, suck. Vacuum seal the clit. Pump more blood in, increasing overall sensitivity.
Yeah.
Suck, suck, suck.
I think... experience sucking on the clit.
Yeah.
But while you're sucking, you're still working
your tongue.
With your tongue and doing the fingers, you know?
I love a combo.
Yeah. Depending if they're sensitive or too sensitive or whatever they've been through.
Yeah.
But definitely the sucking is fucking great.
Yeah,
it's so
suck
fucking
on that
hot.
Clit.
Suck that like a dick.
Mm-hmm.
Suck the clit like a dick.
That's my new saying.
I tell girls, grab my fucking hair. Fucking get
I love there. Grabbing hair.
Yeah.
When I'm with a man and he's like, oh, please don't touch my hair. I'm like,
what?
I'm like, I want to be in it, you know?
Can I touch you?
Yeah. No, but there's definitely men that are like, oh, I've got gel in it. I don't want you to touch it. I'm like, okay, boring.
Well, now I don't want to touch
it. Yeah. I don't want to touch any part of you. Actually.
And you probably wear Axe body spray, so fuck off. Which people need to stop.
People, please stop. I was really into sucking, apparently, because the next card is handheld suckers. Like, if you're tired, there's like clit,
what is it?
Clit suction.
Oh, like a cock pump.
Yeah. Fleshlight type deal. For men, and like they have actual clit suckers for women too. Yeah.
They're like, you can put them on your nipples.
Well, you put them anywhere.
Yeah.
Just suck away. And without you having to do it, that's where if you're tired and you're old like we are and you need a break for a second, but you don't want the sex to end.
If you're home alone and.
Or
you
true.
Know,
true.
There's a lot you could do, dildos and that. And I use a cock pump.
So you masturbate with a cock pump? Because I thought those were to make your cock bigger.
Yeah, I use a cock pump to make my cock.
But does it get you off?
No.
Oh no.
It's more of a, it does add the girth and it does.
It actually works?
Yeah.
Because so many men would love to know this.
Stay. It does. It don't think you did it once. It's like, I'm going to be like this forever.
Oh.
No. It dies out.
So basically it's just pumping more blood to your dick or something?
It's a muscle. You work your arms out.
Yeah.
You could work your dick out.
Interesting.
But here's the thing.
Okay.
Like when I was younger and I bought one and I started using it, I thought like, well, the longer I have it on, the bigger I'm going to get. I dozed off with it on and then I woke up with a blood clot
on my
dick.
God.
And then that made me freak the fuck out because I was home alone. I was like, I don't want to go to a doctor. So I... fucking heated up a needle and
no, you didn't.
I didn't know what I was doing.
Oh,
I was
a
younger man.
And oh,
I was like,
my.
If I never say this and now I'm saying it's just don't think the longer you keep it on, it's going to work because it's going to backfire. It does pop blood vessels. If you do it like a workout, 5 to 10 minutes, every day you can maintain a thing, but also you got to shave your pubes. You want to grow an inch, shave your pubes, groom yourself. Cock pumps do add blood to it, but it doesn't stop.
I have so many more questions. So,
please, go on.
Did you like almost bleed out?
No. It wasn't like a hemorrhage.
Yeah.
It was like something on my head, and I was like, oh, this isn't right. Like, this is really bad. And then I was
did
like,
it, did it hurt? Oh my God. I'm
I mean, I've done
I know you recovered, but yes, Jesus. Yes, yes.
No, it's, and that's like one of those things of like, this, what do I do? Who do I call? What am I, I'm doing this one alone, you know?
Jesus.
But like, the years of performing, like, I've been through situations where, like, where I was in Mission, a girl cut me with her nail on my dick. And I was like, okay, it's like the last of the feature. Mm. We're not coming back to this location. Mm-hmm. What do I do? Mm. I closed it with crazy glue, like a fucking boxer. And
not your dick?
Yeah, I had done that twice because I got injured and I was like, all right. The first time was like, this sucks. And when I first closed it, it's the skin bunched. So then I had to open it again and then seal it again, and then we finished it. A lot of people on set were gagging. And
I was going to say, Mark is a person with a dick. Can you imagine?
Can't imagine. But respect, you know?
But I'm just saying, this is like my work ethic. Like, all right, this is my job. I'm here to do a job. I need the money.
Yeah.
This is what it is. Mm. Like, I'm going to finish the thing. We found a way. God. And everything was fine.
Yeah.
You know, but it was like an experience. And then the second time I was doing a scene and I was like caught flapping or something. And I thought it'd be really funny. Instead of like, oh, you call me jerking off. Yeah. I was like, I'm going to use a vacuum.
Oh, no.
But it was a really old vacuum. No. And I didn't know the vacuum was all the way up the pressure.
Oh, no.
So you heard the beginning was like... You heard that. I was like, and then once I put it all the way down, I felt the and then I squealed. And I took it off. And everyone was like, oh my God, what happened? I was like, oh. And it cut me, and I had to do that again.
Oh my God.
So I was like, why twice? But you know, it's like you live and learn, right?
Please do not put your fucking dick into a vacuum for everything that is holy. Oh my God.
Somebody's in a shop vac like.
That is not a handheld sucker.
I knew I could do it. I'm going to go do when this is released, the ER is going to be flooded with guys or torn dicks. And it's just like, fucking podcast.
Oh my God. Please don't.
I'm just saying, hey, you know.
Yeah. You got to take risk in life.
I'm high saying, reward. Man.
Yeah, high risk, high reward.
I mean, you want to be safe or you want to live it? What are you going to do? There's also, you can look at it like, do you want to be stupid? Or you want to, like, not rip your dick off?
And also, don't put a pump on your dick overnight. Lessons learned don't from doze Tommy off. The hard way.
Don't, yeah. Like, if, I mean, I've been using cock pumps for, like, for years, and it's just like, it's not an all the time thing, but it's like, it's,
you said like daily you would use it, like
every other day and stuff, because it if you use it too much, then it pops blood vessels.
Yeah.
It is a suction. So if you kept that on your clit for too long, like what, I don't know. What
my
do clit
gets
happen?
Massive anyway. I would have a dick by the end of it. Like, I swear to God. Like, I start out with a tiny clit, and like by the time sex is done, I'm like a fucking reindeer, like Rudolph sitting at the end of my fucking pussy. It's crazy.
You're like,
speaking of that,
not wearing sweatpants today. Nice picture.
Do you ever use your nose for oral stimulation? Like when you're
like kind down of while there? You're eating?
Yeah.
I mean, it happens. Yeah. Like you just like
get in it.
If you're sparring and you get your chin on someone or your fucking nose and like to get in that. You know, get that fucking closer. I have. It's not like, I don't go for
it. It's not like a
it.
Trick.
No, it's not like.
Yeah, they were basically being like, well, if you just like, when you're in there with your tongue, if you just rub it on the clit. And I was like, I don't know that I really want somebody's like nose flicking my clit.
I don't think my head can move that.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's just rubbing on a clit. Like,
you like come up and you're like, I'm dizzy.
Yeah, I'm it's just dizzy. Like, I'm gonna puke because now I'm like, I don't know what's happening.
That was not my technique, by the way. That was theirs. Okay, last but not least, the question I think we all want to know. To toss or not to toss the salad?
Wait, do I like it or do I like doing it?
Any of it.
Yeah.
Toss it.
Yeah.
Toss it.
You gotta, if your salad is washed and rinsed.
Definitely wash your salad. Run it through a couple times. Yeah. Really make sure it's clean.
Put it through that spinner. Get all that shit out.
I wish my ass had a fucking salad spinner. How easy would that be? Meanwhile, I'm fucking in the bathroom for 30 minutes douching to just make sure you get that perfect level. Because there's a weird thing about douching. One water too heavy and you're a fucking, you got the runs for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
You have to be you have to know your body so precisely to clean out your anus.
Yeah.
I give gay men all the props in the world because like, I do anal so very rarely anymore. Like I did it a lot back in the day, but now it's like, okay, like I can prepare the night before and be fine. But as a gay man, like just to constantly be prepared to have anal sex to me is like, I don't know how you do it. That's so committed. That's how I know it's not a choice to be gay. Do you know how hard it is to clean your fucking ass out? That's not a choice. It's not a choice.
I mean, they can be wrong. It feels great.
Yeah.
Like, you know, eating ass is, if it's everything's great visually on camera, it's great. You know, it's a great sensation and I like it also.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry if that's a boundary. Like I think a lot of dudes are like, I'd never do that. Secretly, they're like, I want to try it. I am the first doing. I'm doing that now.
Yeah, yeah. I love my ass eating, but I'm not, because to me, tossing salad means like going between my ass and my pussy when you're eating, and I'm not down for that. Only because like, my ass can be as clean as a fucking whistle. Like I can know that we can both have a picnic out of it and that's fine. But I just don't want you bringing anything back to my pussy just because my pussy is so sensitive. Like,
so you know your body. Yeah. Where I think a lot of people don't. Yeah. And, you know, I think when a lot of new performers come in, they're again learning what they watch and not what they experience. Mm-hmm. So they're like, well, I'm going to do this, you know, and I'm going to like blow everybody out the water. I don't know what else we could do to blow anyone out the water.
Right.
We've kind of, I don't know, man.
I mean, there's triple anal out there. Let's be honest.
Quadruple.
Like, yeah. That's crazy.
I mean, so I think knowing your body, like saying, I like this, I don't like this. Like, and obviously whatever you do, like do it with caution.
Yeah.
Or I understand sex happens like sporadically and stuff like that, but I think people, you know, if you plan and you know what you like, it is so much better.
Yeah, but that's why I say don't learn from porn because like we are performers. We're putting on a fucking show for you every time we do it and we're so prepared. Like I always try to explain to people how corporate porn is and they don't understand it. I'm like, it is XYZ, people. Like it is the same shit, but we are so versed in it and we're so prepared and everyone has agreed prior to what we're going to be doing in this scene, you know, like it's not real life because like you don't get all the benefits that we have of making porn in a real life scenario. Yeah. So don't take it as a teaching.
Like we do it so good. You think it's real.
Yeah.
Like, thank you. That's such a fucking compliment.
We're great actors.
Yeah. Yeah. Why can't we do any, we could do everything.
Like, yeah.
So we're so convincing, but it's like, I get it. It's a fantasy.
Yeah. Let it be also, a fantasy.
Yeah. Let it be a fantasy. Yeah. It's very worked out. Nothing is happening without a conversation.
Yes.
You know, I kind of like Jackie St. James.
Love doing, Jackie St. James. Bellessa.
Yeah. And it's not talked about what you're going to do. You know, it's kind of like you're going to go there, you're going to chat, and then whatever happens, happens. And then that's based on the performers.
But you also get to pick your partner and her stuff and Bellessa too. So it's not like a total like, what's on the other side of the wall? You're like, yeah, I know it's going to be one of the five people I've picked. And I know we're going to have great chemistry and we're going to have a great time.
But there's no like, well, give me X amount of minutes of this or that or switcher and
stuff
like that.
Or no opening up to camera, no fake noises, which I can't stand. I had Ryan Keeley on last week and we were talking about the fake noises. I'm like, it's kills me, especially some of the younger talent that comes in and you like touch their hand and they're like, oh, I'm coming. And I'm like, that's not where we're at in the scene. Can you just dial it back?
Yeah. I feel like there was a period in my career where the foulest, what's the foulest thing I could say automatically? And it's like, I still have my pants on. Like, we didn't do anything. I'm not destroying any shit lockers.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm not pulling out your guts, whatever the fuck you want.
Right. Pull out my guts.
Yeah. Just like, and it's like, I'm only getting so far, let's be honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, now, I don't know. A good performer is somebody who becomes themselves. They're going to grow into what people will admire, what people will look at and be like, man, that's great. I think a lot of people like me, thankfully, and a lot of guys relate to me because I am not this Adonis.
Right.
I do look average. I am average.
You're a normal guy.
Yeah. I'm never going to try to say I'm something I'm not.
Yeah.
Like, this is me. This is what it is. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm skinnier. Sometimes I'm heavier. A lot of times I'm heavier. Yeah. So,
no, you look great.
Thank you. But it's just, it's the years of experience and doing it is what made me who I am.
Same. Yeah.
So I've watch tons of stuff. Of course, I used to like have to give away bags of VHS because I lost room in the closet, and I was like, "Here you guys go,
gotta get rid of some of this like, porn."
Oh, it's like all the friends gathered, like, "Oh, it's
is it distribution day?"
Yeah, great. Did you hear it's getting rid of the porn today? All right, I'm coming over. Yeah, and it's just years of watching it, and it was like, this is great. Visually, I was like stimulated.
Yeah.
But once I got into this, like none of that mattered because I can't do what he's doing. So I'm not going to pretend and try.
Right.
I'm going to do what I like. I'm going to do what makes me feel good.
You're not going to do the Notebook. You're going to do the Gazelle.
There you go. Because I know I can't fucking lift half the people.
If you don't know what that means, refer to our last episode, folks.
Yeah, it's just if there's one advice to performers or people, like, don't be you. You could get advice, you can watch things, but like if you're gonna only do that and not learn to grow, then you're missing a whole world of opportunity of what you could be doing and pleasing your partner and talking to your partner and eye contact and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's a learning. Yeah.
Hugely key.
It's fucking everything.
Yeah.
It's literally everything.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah. Well, we did it. We're done with another episode.
What?
Yeah, that's it. Just tell the people where they can find you.
I still say Twitter. Do you say
it's X? Whatever. It doesn't matter. I still call it Twitter.
Okay. At Tommy Pistol on Instagram, official_pistol_page on YouTube. It's at Tommy Pistol on TikTok. It's at Tommy Pistol and on OnlyFans. It's at Tommy Pistol.
You did it.
So, I did it.
That was so good.
I don't know if all of it's right, but you'll find out. So
Google him. All right, guys, that's it for this episode. As always, if you like what you saw, hit that subscribe button. And until next time, adios.